You and I are special. I mean, you're special. Now, you've been told that before. Not always in the with the right attitude have people told you that, oh, you think you're just so special. You know, that it's not always in the right attitude. But I want you to know, it's always in the right attitude with God. Amen. You're special. And God says, because you're special, I'm especially going to do something with you. Because of that special personality, I'm going to use you. Well, why wouldn't he? He created you with that special personality. You and I, walking through life, find ourselves falling quite often. We fall back into old habits. I hate habits. It's called discipline. It's what we need to get into. You get into a habit and you say, I got a good habit. If it's a habit, you're going to lose it. You're going to get out of the habit of doing it. But God says, I want you to know, I'm sending you out to do life. You and I have been placed on earth to do life. And we're living life. Well, in the process of living life, you're doing life. And as we do life, we find out that it's not always rosy. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that there's a few mountains coming in your way? Have you noticed that a lot of times when the mountains pop up right in your path, they're surrounded by tanks and they're all pointed at you? Have you noticed that all the giants of the universe want to come out at that same time? And those giants want to stand in the pathway, that path that leads to God's direction. Well, here's something I want you to know for a fact. When God puts you on that path, He will see to it you complete the journey. So whatever is in the way now will move out of your way. At some point in your life, you're going to realize, that's my path set for me by God. But we need help. Now, don't you ever get to a point in your life where you think, I've got it. I don't need anybody anymore. Have you heard people say that? I don't need anybody anymore. Cocky attitude. Well, I got news for you. Not only do you need somebody, you need everybody. It takes a church body of Christian believers to help you walk through this journey that you're on. The ages are amazing. Teenage years are especially amazing. But the 20s, we're exploring life. We're dabbing into this and we're dipping into that. That's the 20s. You know, we're still living life. I just want to get something level. We get through the 20s, you know, we've got kids, we've got whatever is going on in our life, and then we hit the 30s. The 30s are an exciting period of time in your life. Because by 30, you think you already know it all. I was out of the Marine Corps, 30 years old. God called me to preach at 30 years old. And see, that's what popped my bubble. At 30, I thought I already knew everything. God calls me to preach, and I realized I didn't know anything. And I realized also that that's the decade, the 30 to the 40. You know, I never figured the 40s out, period. I mean, that's a shaky period in our life also. We're trying to figure out whether we're grandparents or parents or what in the world, what role do we play? But I found this out in life. My Savior has never offered one time to walk away from me. Now, I've messed up many times in my life. Jesus never messed up one time. And do you know the power that I received from that? And that feeling of those arms that are around me. Jesus has never walked away from me in all the messes of my life. Then I've got this thing called life locked up. Because Jesus says, I will be with you. I will carry you through. It'll be my path I'll put you on. It'll be my journey, and I will see to it you get to the end of it. If I have called you, then I will prepare you. If I prepare you, count it as a victory already. When I point you to heaven, count it as you're already there. Amen. And I get excited over that. But then the bottom falls out again. I find myself in that proverbial ditch of life. We must really enjoy it because we wallow in it a lot. Have you noticed? Back down in the ditch of life. Well, today, I'm going to bring you a message from God that deals and focuses on hope beyond failure. Now, let me just set the picture for you in your mind. You're down in this ditch of life. We're down in the midst of failure. We're wallowing in the waste of life. We're smelly with it. It's all over us. Somewhere, at some point, God sends someone or His Spirit lifts us out of that ditch. And we're back up on the bank of the ditch. And it was that hope that got us out of that ditch. But now, wait a minute. We're back dealing with life. I need hope beyond that failure. I'm up here, but I still got to have the hope beyond it. Lord, you planted me back up here again to walk on your path. But that ditch is there. On my whole journey through life, there's a ditch on both sides of my pathway. And that ditch of life is just waiting for me to misstep. And I'm back in it. So I need that hope beyond my failure. I need to look at what's ahead. I need to understand that on that path, if I get my eyes once again off my Savior, I will be right back down in the bottom of that ditch. I don't like the stench down there. I don't like the filth, the mire. Seems so glamorous when you're looking down in it. Any of you ever go to the Mardi Gras? You find out when you get there, you think, why am I here? I wish I wasn't here. All of these drunks and drugs and smell and the odor of the street. Sound like something I've been there, don't it? But you know, and all that odious stench coming, and you're thinking, boy, I'm having a good time. Really? God says, this is the time of life I want you to know I give you hope. It's beyond your failure. I want to give you hope for everyday life, for everyday living. Hope beyond failure. The hope through my developing faith. Now, I have faith. You have faith as a Christian. But your faith is continually developing. You're continuing to grow. Well, I'm stunted in my faith. No, you're not. Even in the stunning process, you're growing in faith. See, that's called life. Man, it hits you straight. And it hurts. It hurts so bad. But the Lord says, through that hurt, I will show you peace. I want you to know there's hope beyond your failure. Lord, if there's not a hope, then I will definitely fail again and be in that ditch of life. That's why, Larry, I give you that hope. That hope of keeping your eye on me. It, you know, right at the beginning of my calling, right at the beginning of my life and walk with Christ, He said the same thing. Keep your eyes on me. But Lord, I heard a noise over here. I heard a whisper over here. Well, Lord, I heard the call of a wild. I heard and I saw the reflection of the big city. I see everything that's around, Lord. Larry, keep your eyes on me. Do you know God does not judge me because of what I'm hearing? Do you know that God judges me based on my faith, my trust in Him? Aren't you thankful that God doesn't judge you on all your actions? Somehow we don't act very Christian. Sometimes we just don't act right at all. Sometimes we just messed up. And we go home to the Lord. And you know what the Lord says? Oh, look at that man. No. Says, love you, Larry. You missed a whole lot of blessings while you was playing around in the world. I love you. I want to give them all to you. I want to touch your life. I want to give you strength for life. I want to give you courage for life. I want to give you hope beyond your failure. Hope. Hope. If you don't have hope, you don't have or know what real living is all about. A hope for better for people for tomorrow than they have it today. I have a hope that my Savior is always there with me, following through. I trusted because in faith I believe His word. Hope beyond my failure. Hope beyond what the world is telling me. The world says you're falling. You're going to collapse. Your nation will collapse. Not if I stay at the foot of the cross where Jesus is. I do not put my trust in a nation. I put my trust in the Christ. Amen. Who has made us a great nation in America. And when we put Him first, don't sweat it. He always pulls us through. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice. Though, and he's talking about here you are out of, in the ditch of life. Let's get it straight here. Here you are. Peter's talking about you're in the ditch of life. You're hurting. All the pains, all life has hit you right square. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold. What's greater than gold? Your faith, which perishes, gold does, even though refined by fire. It may be proved genuine, your faith, and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed, or the second coming of Christ, where praise and honor are given to those of faith. See, my faith in Christ is my respect of Christ. It is my faith in Christ that carries me through. It is the hope in Christ that shows me tomorrow. And my faith gives me the courage and the holy boldness to walk through tomorrow. I hurt so bad for our young folks. I watch and see what's going on in our own community, with young people taking their own life. Did you know the second leading cause of death in the state of Kentucky, age 10 through 35, is suicide? Age 10 through 35, the second leading cause of death in the state of Kentucky. Think of it. Why? No hope. That's why God stresses with us continually in His Word, keep the faith, keep the hope. Where there is hope, there's no time for failure. Where there is failure, there's plenty of time for hope. Tomorrow is a better day. Hang on. Give me just a few minutes with them to let me talk to them. I guarantee you 99% of them will never attempt it again. It's just in those stupid seconds of life that life ends because they see no hope. Young people, I tell you from the depth of my heart, tomorrow it'll be better. The next minute will be better. Time is on your side. The hope that Christ gives is developing. You see, hope through my developing faith. I have faith. I believe Jesus is exactly who Jesus says He is. But let me tell you, that faith has to develop, and I have to grow in it. I can't grow in it by myself. I can't grow in it on my own. I'm a mess. And you're a mess too. Therefore, Jesus says, stick with me. I've taken you out of that ditch. I'm giving you hope beyond your failures. But Lord, am I going to hit the ditch again? Well, sure, Larry. Yeah, you're going to hit the ditch again. Okay. And he doesn't say this. I'm the one that says this. Because you just made up of a bad case of the stupids. And every time you turn around, you go straight back in and wallow in the ditch of life. That sound like anybody you know? And do not look at your husband, ladies. Think of it. That's our life. That's our battle. But the Lord says to you and me, there's hope in tomorrow. I give you the promise of today. I give you hope for tomorrow. How much greater do we want it? Promise of today, hope for tomorrow. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Will I bounce in and out of the ditch? Yes. You know why? Because I'm a human being. And because I'm a sinful nature human being. Born again, born from above, born anew. The new me on the inside tells the old me, you don't want to do that. That's just dumb. But the dumb me thinks that he's smart. So he does exactly what he knows is going to be the wrong thing, and he ends up back in the ditch. Guess who's there? You ready to do it again, Larry? Lord, I like it a lot better up on your path. And I'd love to have you there all the time. But I want you to know, I'm going to give you faith and hope beyond your failure. You keep going. Lord, am I ever going to conquer this? I'll conquer it for you, Larry. It's called victory line. It's called finishing the race. But now, for all of you who get so cocky, you think you're that good, I want you to remember what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I finished the race. He never said, I won the race. He said, I finished the race. I may be crawling across that finish line, but I'm finishing the race. because it has been set for me, and it's a gift from God. The pain that I go through in life, it's a gift from God. Although you don't look at it that way when you're going through it, do you? Oh, Lord, thank you for the infection. But it really feels good when they relieve some of it. I've never prayed that prayer. But I know something. There is a reason for everything that goes on in my life. And Jesus is the reason. And if it's okay with Him to see me go through it and have me go through it, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Don't mean I ain't going to yell when they relieve the pressure. You know, I thought this weekend I should have said praise the Lord as soon as they were doing that on my foot. But I didn't. I'm mumbling something, but it wasn't praise the Lord. I had a big needle. And God looks at you and me and He says, I got this. I got you. I got you. You know who's watching? All those who love me and knew me right here on earth that are in heaven today. They can't wait for me to get there. I got people down here on earth can't wait for me to leave and get there either. But I got news for you. That's going to be a joyous reunion. All supper time. The best eating you'll ever have is at the table of God. Hope beyond failure through our living hope. Living hope. Okay, you're alive. Get over it. You're alive. You're dealing with this journey down here on life. Therefore, you have a living hope. Hope to do something for tomorrow that'll benefit someone else besides yourself. 1 Peter 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope. Amen. My hope is alive and very well. But you say it all the time, Lord, I hope you got this, because I sure don't. Don't we? Lord, I hope you can figure this out because it's beyond me. A living hope. We know who to go to, don't we? Yeah. And you and I are to be pointing for everyone else who doesn't know Him. I know the one who'll give you the answer. I know the one who'll aggravate you because He's not going to do it the way you think He should. He loves you too much to do it your way. Through the resurrection, He had given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Okay, get this. I can't die. You can't either. Well, this body's going to leave rot, stink, and all that stuff. Okay, just like anybody else's. But I ain't. Spiritually, you're smelling pretty good and you're looking great. You're going to be stepping out. The body's going to be falling apart. Living hope. You're alive for eternity. And God has blessed you with this. Do you know what a blessing it is to die, to leave this body? I'm talking about for the body to die. The blessing is you get to see Jesus. You cannot come face to face with God Almighty in a human body. You can't. So the only way that we can receive our inheritance, the only way that we can be there at the supper time is outside the body. That's why He gave us three. Three! You got this human body, surely stinking. You got this human body, you have your spiritual body, and you'll have your glorified body. What does that look like? Just like Jesus did. Isn't that strange, though? Interesting to you? That Jesus showed us what it would be like to have His glorified body. He had the scars still on His body. The hole in His side, the holes in His hand. And it was beautiful. The scars of the beating for you and me is the beauty and the glory throughout eternity. Isn't that powerful? You and I will have a glorified body and we will recognize each other. We will love each other beyond any love that you can imagine here. Beyond anything that you can imagine here on earth. We will love as Christ loves. That's love. It takes God to love me and you. And He gives us that glorified body. You're not going to get that till the Lord comes back. But as soon as you leave this body, you already got that spiritual body. And it's interesting. We recognize each other in it too. Maybe we're just going to glow a little more. We're going to look good. Brother Larry, you going to have her? I don't care. As long as I got the glow. We will look our hope beyond failure through the divine protection. Now listen to me, Christian. Who should you fear? What man would I ever fear? 1 Peter 1:5. Who through faith, that's us, we're the who, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed when? In the last time, meaning the second coming of Christ. Prior to Him coming, I am shielded by God's power. That's a pretty good shield. God's power. I'd say I don't have a thing to worry about. Oh, I've seen a lot of good people beaten and hurting. Yep. Lost their heads too for standing for Christ. What do you mean you really think that that's what it's all about? It's never been about this body. This body's just a spacesuit for earth. We got to have it to be around here on earth. The real you's coming out. The real you is in there. And it's spiritual. Why? Because God says, I am spirit, and I must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. I have created man in my image. And then He says, I'm spirit. Therefore, the image of God is spiritual. You are spiritual. The real you is in there. And you're coming out. And you're looking great to the Lord. He says, I already see you as perfected. See, that's the difference between us and us falling in that ditch of life. We see our failures. Jesus says, I see you as 100% perfected. I see you at the end. I see you as you pass through the finish line. Now, you didn't win it, Larry. My son won it for you already. But Paul said, I finished the race. Oh, he was beaten, mangled, and a mess. And his personality wasn't worth a damn any better. The same grouch as he was years before. But he was God's grouch. And God used him for a special purpose. To pen the books that God wanted us to read. That's the blessing from God. Hope beyond failure through our guaranteed deliverance. I'm guaranteed victory. All right? Are you telling me that it's fixed? I'm telling you, not only is it is fixed on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. When I say I believe, it's fixed. I believe. Abraham and all of his evil, an idolater, raised in idolatry, worshipped idols. But as soon as he was confronted by God and he said, I believe, God said, I counted it as righteousness because he said, I believe. You want to be righteous? When you believe in Jesus. Don't you let people tell you what you ought to be doing. You follow the Lord in all that you've... 1 Peter 1:9. For you are receiving... Now listen to this. The goal... Going past the goalpost, you got me? The goal of your faith. The salvation of your soul. Oh, listen to it. He said, you are receiving continually. You got it? Not that as soon as you get to the end, you're going to receive it. You are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We're marching on to victory. We're marching to the finish line. Ditch on each side of that path. You will hit the ditch. But I guarantee you, when you know Jesus, you're coming out of that ditch. Amen. And you're coming out of that ditch with power and with glory. Because victory is right ahead. I'm going to cross at finish line. And Jesus is going to finish it for me. I don't know how. I'm human. But I do know this. I belong to Him. Yes, you do. Because I believe. I will walk across that finish line. Now, I might look like a mess by the time I get through it. But I will make it with the hope of the same Savior that started this journey for me. That same Savior will see to it that I finish it. And I'm going to supper with the Lord. And all those I love that have gone on, I will recognize them and know them when I get there. And I always have to tell you this one. The Scripture lets me know also, I'll know people there that I didn't even know here. I'm going to be smart. That's called glory land. And glory, it don't get better than that. Brother Randy, let's pray. Father, we praise your name, thanking you for life, for love, and for guaranteed victory. You guaranteed it, Father, with the blood of your Son. You surround us with hope, with your loving arms. You protect us continually from the realms that we know nothing of. But your protection is around us. We believe. Therefore we have faith. Therefore in that faith, we have hope. And in that hope and faith and belief, we recognize you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us and loving us just the way we are. Touch our lives now that we may go forth to share your good news to a lost and dying world. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.